Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made to her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exalts in God my Savior, because he has looked upon his lowly handmaid. Yes, from this day forward, all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name, and his mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear him. He has shown the power of his arm, he has routed the proud of heart, he has pulled down princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. The hungry he has filled with good things, the rich sent empty away. He has come to the help of Israel, his servant, mindful of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, of his mercy to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then went back home. The 15th of August, the Assumption, for me as a young child growing up, was always a day of great excitement. It was at home the day we had the annual show, and for days before, there were the brushing of horses and the curry combing of cows, and the worst of all, the washing of a goose, baking of bread, and all sorts of preparations. Because this was a day of great happiness, a day of great celebration. Going back to the old name for the feast in the Irish tradition, Our Lady's Day in the Harvest. Before we ever heard of ecology, it was the time when we gathered together the harvest, the good things of the earth, and we praise God in the context of Mary. A beautiful feast, and a simple feast. Later in my life, I won adult prizes at the show, but I think the happiest one I ever won was as a child of about 7, getting second in the wildflower posy. We gathered wildflowers and we made little posies of them. And today we think of Mary, that apogee, the very zenith of redeemed creation, and she was assumed into heaven. It is a feast of simplicity. It is a feast that we remember the spontaneous willingness of Mary to help someone. She went, and as Luke, with that subtlety which is his, she went as quickly as she could. And this is a feast that reminds us to go quickly, spontaneously, joyfully to the help of others. And she realized that the Almighty has done great things for her, and we can say that of ourselves. The Almighty has done great things for each one of us. And yet that doesn't lead to any self-adulation, but immediately to praise God. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. And it is a feast of hope. Where Mary has gone, we too, with God's help, with the grace of the Lord who looks on the lowly, will exalt us too to the wonder of the beatific vision. Mary assumed into heaven, pray for us and walk with us on our earthly pilgrimage, our pilgrimage of joy and our pilgrimage of beauty.